Aung San is a pro-democracy activist in exile. He left Burma after he took part in the 1988 protests against military rule. He's now the editor of Irrawaddy, which is an independent Burmese news magazine based in Thailand. Aung San says that many Burmese have great respect for the U.S. and welcome Secretary Clinton's visit, but he says they want and expect Clinton to use her trip to press for real change in Burma.
That's why they are asking, okay, Clinton, you could come to Burma, but at the same time, you have to press for meaningful change in the country because the Burmese people, they cannot express fully what they wish to be. So I think they want to see the Clinton speaking on behalf of these oppressed Burmese people.
On behalf of the oppressed people of Burma, I wonder about Aung San Suu Kyi, very celebrated opposition leader. I wonder if you think that she should take part in the political process in Burma at all right now, even before political prisoners are released?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that she is hugely popular. She's untouchable. She has a huge following in Burma. But at the same time, she has decided to re-register her party. And she even said that she trusted president, whom she met a couple months ago. But at the same time, I think government wants to have Aung San Suu Kyi legitimacy because she's very important. She's an international figure. And to gain the international legitimacy, I think government needs to cooperate with Aung San Suu Kyi.
So it sounds like it's to the government's advantage to cooperate with her. And is it not to her advantage to cooperate with the government so she can make political gains, so the opposition can make political gains?
It's a million-dollar question because she doesn't have a lot of choices, you know. I think she's a great leader. But at the same time, I think once she shifts the side, I think people will start to criticize her and her position. And if they see her as she's been very compromised. So I think there's a danger in the future. But at the same time, she's hugely popular. She has a huge following in Burma, and we're lucky to have her.
So your fear is that if Aung San Suu Kyi gets too close to the government, has any appearance of selling out or being compromised, that she's going to lose her support as an opposition leader?
I think so. I think it could lose her appeal, but still, she's like a Hollywood figure. She's a pop star figure. She's a political figure. It's a Gandhi type, political status that she has enjoyed so much. So I think she's still the one who could lead the country, who could change the country. That's why I think activists, students inside and outside the prison, as well as the government, are trying to garner Aung San Suu Kyi, you know, the legitimacy and her support, I think.
Aung San is the editor of Irrawaddy, an independent Burmese news magazine based in Thailand.